Hello, and welcome to another new episode of Pixel Recess. This week we have a new tagline, the shortest non-design-related design podcast ever. On today's episode, we have Kyle Steed, trusty old Steed, the Steeder. Kyle might be better known for illustrating such things as body lotion and mustaches. You might also know Kyle for his hat that also doubles as a bowl of Fritos. Yeah, it's impressive. He's a talented man. Today's show is sponsored by wrapping paper and thread. Thank you, thread and wrapping paper. Let's just jump in and learn some things.
Unless you want me to go get in the shower, then I can get really comfortable.
That makes me uncomfortable. So now,
oh wait, dang it! I went the other direction.
Yeah, we're gonna have to find a compromise. Maybe you can sponge bath. I'll be all right with that. So, Kyle.
Yes.
Do you have a cowboy hat?
I don't. I have another hat.
Yes, you do. You have that hat. Is that the only hat you have?
That is the only hat I have.
Do you wash it?
Sometimes.
That's good. That's good. Because I was gonna ask you what flavor hat it is at this point, but
somewhere between dingy and Frito-y.
You put Fritos in your hat? So you use it as a bowl?
We break it out for Super Bowl parties.
That's a good idea. So do you have leather chaps?
No.
Do you ever get on a horse and ride in the open field?
I wish. Okay. I've never ridden a horse.
Never ridden a horse, even with the last name Steed. Interesting. So do you know how to play banjo then, by perchance?
I'm not good with instruments.
You're not good with instruments. Would that include a computer? Just kidding. So have you ever tasted rattlesnake?
Maybe.
Maybe. So you're saying that someone snuck in rattlesnake meatballs at some point.
I hear it tastes like chicken, though, so I might not have noticed.
I'm going to go ahead and say that's probably a complete lie, but I can't see any way how something without feathers or wings or even feet could somehow taste like chicken.
But people always make that similarity.
I think it's because it's their only frame of reference, because it certainly couldn't taste like beef, probably. And they don't want to say it tastes like human, like leg bone or something like that. So they're going to go, tastes like chicken. Did your military training give you killer skills in design?
No, it gave me good skills to look at blinking lights.
So you were tortured?
No, kind of think of it like working in Lost, you know, and you always had
You had to press the button all the time. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I was a button presser.
Oh, so you kept us all from dying.
Pretty much.
Wow, so thank you, then, from all of everyone everywhere.
Oh, you're welcome.
Who is the one illustrator that you would like to take his identity and claim all his work as your own?
So, see, you ask other people about designers, I get illustrator. That's interesting. Okay. I'm kind of a fan of, you ever heard of Evan Hecox?
Where is he located?
L.A., maybe?
Okay.
No, he might be in Colorado, actually.
I think you need to know where he is first.
So I can hunt him down?
Correct. And you do have military background, and I know you can make it happen.
Evan, if you're listening.
Evan has, yeah, he's gone into protective custody. So I'm sure you get asked this all the time, but could you draw me like one of your French girls?
French girls.
That was a horribly lame, really old Titanic reference. But
dang it, I missed it.
Yeah, that's all right. No, that's okay. That's my bad for being old. Shame on me. So can you define skeuomorphism?
Oh, gosh. Here we go.
That's a no I'm hearing right now.
I can't define it. I just know it's...
Do you have a favorite skeuomorph?
Grass.
Is that a skeuomorph? You mean grass texture? What would be the app that would be using grass?
John Deere?
I accept that. So are tornadoes as awesome as they seem?
I don't know. I only see them on TV.
Really? You don't ever get Texas tornadoes?
I give Texas titty twisters. But
wow. Whoa.
Texas tornadoes.
Hey, let's back that up. That's for a fetish podcast, not for here. I think that's all the questions I have.
What in the was this show all about anyways, man? That's it, I'm gone.
Can you give me a yeehaw before you go?
You, Paul.
There it is. And that was my interview with Kyle Steed, the trusty Steed. As always, you can go to the web, pixelrecess.com, or Twitter with our new Twitter handle, Pixel Recess. Thank you to Dave DeSandro, who I'm sure had to do some unspeakable things to get that for us. It might have involved a rusty hammer, an old Mercedes, a couple of bags of Cheetos. Anyway, thanks, Dave. We also now have a Facebook page. Go over there and like us. It's facebook.com/pixelrecess. There will be special things there that you won't find elsewhere, such as something I'm calling deep penetration, where we will go deeper into each interview, things that get cut out of the podcast. And go to iTunes, where this podcast was featured in the new and noteworthy section. Give us a rating and a review. As always, thank you very much for listening. And on Monday, tune in for the irascible Eskimo Greg Story. Until then, have a wonderful weekend.
Daddy's podcast is dumb.